This is The Right to Happiness, brought to you by CBS Radio. Now, before we hear today's story, this Christmas, why not give yourself a gift that the whole family will enjoy? A new Columbia phonograph. This is the finest expression of fine stereo high fidelity. You simply can't miss, especially when you see the terrific values at your Columbia phonograph dealers right now. Did you know there's a Columbia four-speed portable for as little as $19.95? And for a lifetime investment in pure listening pleasure, see all the handsome values in Columbia stereophonic consoles, many of them complete with FM-AM radio. See your favorite dealer now for a Columbia Christmas bonus special. Tenderness in Carolyn and a deep sincerity as she admits to a mistaken, biased opinion of Grace Driscoll and tells her to marry Skip at once. She's brought Grace home the day after the nearly tragic accident. Through the years of hostility and misunderstanding, they have never been as spiritually close as they are at this moment.
Grace, Skip loved you for years. And I know his instinct for good. I'll be very proud when you're my daughter-in-law. I want you in our family.
This is too much. I really don't deserve it.
Oh, yes, you do, Grace.
Oh, please, Mrs. McDonald. I can't think straight. It's too much. I have something to tell you. I don't know how to say it. Give me a minute. Let me think exactly how to say it. Those are beautiful flowers you gave me, Skip.
Oh, they're not so much.
I like to look at them.
May I interrupt, dear?
Oh, go ahead. I guess I'm wandering.
Grace, you promised us you'd let us know before you eloped. Skip might have on his own. We'll never know that. But he called because of your promise. Without your influence, I might never have been able to forgive either one of you. Then, after you were forced off the road, most boys and girls would have blamed fate. You could have blamed me. Lashed out at me for coming after you. And you didn't, Grace. You took all the blame. You never once thought of hurting me as I've hurt you. You wouldn't let me suffer. I think Skip would have done that alone, too. But your influence was there. I saw it. And, Grace, I love you for it. You have ambitions for Skip.
Oh, sure I do.
And for yourself. You're everything that's right for Skip. He's everything that's right for you. And you'll have a perfect life together.
Oh, I honestly don't deserve all this, Mrs. McDonald.
What's the matter with you, Grace?
Well, Skip knows you deserve it and more. Am I wrong to agree with him?
Mom, she has something on her mind. Let her say it.
The trouble is, Mrs. McDonald, I've taken my eyes off a goal that was the most important thing in life to me. Skip has taken his eyes off it, too, because of me.
Go on, honey.
We've let our love for each other blind us to other values in life. Oh, I'm going to marry you, Skip. Don't look so solemn.
Great.
There'll never be another boy for me. But other things are important, too, and it's wrong to lose sight of them so young.
We're not too young.
Well, your mother thinks we are.
No, not anymore, Green. If it's right later, it must be right today.
Oh, now, look. Mother, you answer, will you?
All right, dear.
Get rid of him or her. Tell him to go away.
I'll do my best.
Hello, Mrs. McDonald.
Why, Dick Braden, how are you?
I heard about Grace and Skip in a crack-up. The hospital said Grace was here. How is she, Mrs. McDonald? Well, how's Skip? They weren't hurt badly, were they?
No, nothing at all serious, Dick.
It didn't sound that way, but... Oh, I just had to find out.
We're fine, Dick. Come on in and say hello.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Mrs. McDonald. Hi, Skip.
Hi, Dick. How are things with you?
Oh, really great. I got a job on a bakery truck.
Oh, good.
Well, until I go back to college next term. Well, gee, Grace, you look all right. They weren't kidding.
I only banged my head a little.
Well, that's fine. I mean, just a little, it's fine. Why? Well, are you and Skip getting married?
Well,
pretty soon, as you told me.
Skip will be joining a fraternity next term, won't you, Skip?
I hope so.
And I think he'll give me his pen, Dick. He's going to pen me. That means, of course, we're going steady, and I'm not dating anybody else at all. It's like a ring to me, and it means as much as a ring, even more.
Sure. You bet, Grace. Well, I'd better be going. I'm glad you're fine. So long, Skip.
So long, Dick. Thanks for coming.
I just wanted to make sure you both were okay.
I'll go to the door with you. Dick, tell me about your family.
Oh, it's too good to be true, Mrs. McDonald.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Oh, Dad's completely different. We're getting along fine.
Well, that's wonderful.
Mom, well, she's so happy she can't see straight. Dad more mellow, you know. Well, we're all working at it. The Braden family's going strong.
Well, what about Kitty?
Little old Kitty's a kick. She's not surprised at anything.
Oh, I see.
Well, she kept pretending things would iron out. She kept saying, pretend hard enough, believe hard enough, your dreams will come true. Well, now that they have, she pretends she knew it all along. No surprise. She takes it all in stride. She's a great little sister.
I think so, too, Dick. Well, goodbye. And thanks for dropping in.
Goodbye, Mrs. McDonald. I'll see you soon again.
We certainly will. Pretend hard enough. Believe hard enough. Your dreams will come true.
What's that, Mother?
Kitty Braden says that if you believe your dreams are worthwhile, if you pretend and work hard enough, they'll come true.
That's kid stuff.
I wonder. What do you think, Grace?
She's right.
Strange, isn't it? I was sure it applied to you. Now it doesn't seem to at all. You love Skip. You've dreamed of marriage. Everything can come true now. And you hesitate. You won't reach out and grasp it. You talk of next year. Skip's fraternity pin. Do you wonder I'm confused?
We'll return to the right to happiness in just a moment.
Probably think I'm crazy.
Listen, honey, we're old enough to take the bad with the good. Don't you ever pull your punches with me. Mother is glad to consent, but if you're afraid to take the step now...
I'm not afraid of anything, Skip.
You'll take my pin. Well, that means putting our marriage off. So if you're not sure, if you don't want me...
Oh, I do want you, Skip, I do.
Then I don't see why... Oh, no, not again.
Oh, Lee, you're home.
Afternoon, boys and girls.
You, Dad.
Hi there, Lee.
Well, how yourself, kiddo? I heard they checked you out. Glad you're up and around.
What's the luggage you brought in, Dad? You haven't been away.
Well, let me get my coat off.
I'll help you, darling.
I'm much obliged, Carolyn. Well, Skip, you should recognize these suitcases. One of them is yours.
Oh.
The other belongs to Grace. They were in the car you borrowed, packed for your honeymoon.
Thanks for getting them, Dad.
Yeah, I had the car towed in. What's the matter with all of you? You look like startled fawns. What have I walked into?
Well, I've been explaining, Lee. We've been interrupted two or three times.
Oh, I see.
I never, never really, deep down in my heart, felt as good as I do now. I never felt so completely at ease with you before, Mrs. McDonald.
Oh, I'm so glad, Grace.
And I want to feel this way. Oh, you know, really at home with you, really close to you. Before Skip and I marry. And after, forever and ever.
You will, dear. We will.
Well, the thing is now. The thing I'm trying to express. I think we'd be wrong to be married at this time. Or very soon, even.
Now, Carolyn, I felt you'd make Gracie.
I have, Lee. I know I have.
Oh, you certainly have, Mrs. McDonald, and I believe you. I know you mean it. You want me in the family. You see, I'll make Skip the best wife ever.
I do see that.
But I think I'll make him a better one later, when we're both closer to the goal we set for ourselves. Me, in particular. It would be a mistake to forget my goal for love or anything else.
I'm afraid I don't follow you, Grace.
I do, Dad. I don't agree with her, but I know what she has in her mind.
My goal and my object is to get myself an education. I'm not yet the person I'm going to be, and if we married now, we'd have to work hard, housework along with studies, and we'd have children. We'd be so happy, I know, and we'll have beautiful babies someday. But they take our eyes off the object we set, and I'm not going to do it.
Grace, you've said many times that other married couples go through college together, and I don't see why.
I just don't think we should try yet, Mrs. McDonald. After all, I've reached one goal much sooner than I ever expected. You think I'm acceptable.
Oh, Grace, dear, more than that.
Grace, you're being awfully high-minded, but you're not making sense. You're everything I want right now, everything I'll ever want.
Thank you, honey. You keep right on thinking so.
I always will.
But you see, I'm not everything I expect and want myself to be. I'm getting there. I know I'll make it. But I know, too, all by myself, just for myself, I'm not there yet.
Happiness has been presented by Spick and Span, the wonderful once-over cleaner for walls, woodwork, and linoleum.
Window, window on the wall, show me the whitest clothes of all.
Your window will show you. Blue Cheer washes clothes so white you can see the difference.
Here's what you do. Use Blue Cheer in your automatic washer. Then take something from your family wash to the window. In that critical light, you'll see amazing new whiteness. And on hard-to-whiten nylon, you'll see a wonderful difference never possible before Cheer.
Here's why. Only Cheer has the blue...